And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We've got five counties in northern Kentucky joining students from Northern Kentucky University in researching the Licking River's connection to bourbon's original journey. Jacob Spears, who operated a distillery near Paris, Kentucky, in Bourbon County, is credited as, quote, most probably the creator of the state's signature drink. That's noted in the book Bourbon, The Rise, Fall, and Rebirth of American Whiskey by author Fred Minnick. The Licking River played a significant role in transporting bourbon in its early days, and now NKU's Department of History is embarking on this exploration with assistance from officials in Bourbon, Harrison, Pendleton, Campbell, and Kenton counties, as well as the city of Paris, to research the history of the Spears Distillery and how bourbon traveled. So joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about the project, our NKU history professor, Dr. Brian Hackett. Dr. Hackett, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And we also have NKU graduate students Charles Halbrook. Charles, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
And Christian Shodaw. Christian, thank you as well.
Thank you.
Questions? You want to join our conversation? Give us a call, 513-419-7100. Dr. Hackett, let's start with you. This sounds like a fun project. How on earth did you get funding from the university to pitch that you're going to go out and just check on bourbon?
Well, it's kind of a fun story. We were approached by Kenton County because they want to turn – they're leading a group of counties to turn the Licking River into a recreational river using bourbon as a theme. And so the call came out to do some research, and of course, we are in the public history program, so we're history outside the classroom. And so what we've done is that we've gotten involved in this project along with – the informatics department at the university, and we're building a special historical app where people can get history as they travel up and down the river in boats or on hiking trails or whatever. It's very exciting.
So this guy, Jacob Spears, that I referenced leading up to introducing you all, who is this man and what do you hope to learn about his creation and what followed throughout northern Kentucky?
Okay. It's kind of interesting because Jacob Spears was a Revolutionary War veteran. And of course, he came out here like many other veterans to take advantage of the open land. I mean, if you think about what the Revolutionary War in America was about, certainly it was about freedom, but it was also access to land and to get west of the Alleghenies. And so this place was the place to be. And the wonderful thing about being out here, there was a lot of freedom, but there was also not so much economic, you know, growth. They had to build the infrastructure kind of thing. And the wonderful thing about bourbon is that bourbon is cash on the barrel. It was liquid money. So it was the quickest way for new settlers to make money. And that's why that story is very important to us.
I'm wondering if quickly you can tell us, for listeners who are hearing me say City of Paris and Bourbon County, which is, of course, a Kentucky pronunciation of a very famous royal name in France. So it would be Paris and Bourbon. What's the connection to Kentucky's signature beverage and France?
That's a question I really don't know how to answer. In fact, I've tried to find that answer, and it seems like they debate it quite a bit. I think it's the name, most anything. Of course, here there were so many manufacturers along the Licking River. We started out thinking there was like maybe 7 or 8, but we've found in excess of 20.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, we're beginning to wonder if there's actual water in the Licking after all, if it's not all just bourbon.
I've seen some activity on the Licking that may support that hypothesis. And speaking of research, you've got a couple of graduate students here with us from NKU, Charles Halbrook and Christian Shodaw. Christian, what interests you as a student of history? And this is a graduate level program, so you're pursuing master's degrees here. What is it about this project that interests you?
I believe it's, for me at least, walking outside your front door and seeing, reading, researching, looking all this stuff up and realizing, hey, all this literally happened right outside my front door. I mean, where you live, the houses that you reside in, where you go to work, and the counties that are named after these people, these American historical figures, they're here. You're in it. You're right in it. And I can give you an example. For instance, a few years ago, when I lived in Covington, I lived just a few meters away from the Licking River, and I did not know that. I did not know the significance of the Licking River. And just a couple blocks from my apartment was a distillery, not a distillery, but a rectifier. And
what's a rectifier?
A rectifier is someone who buys a whiskey wholesale from a distiller, and they kind of change it, you know, add coloring, add their own little flavors to it, whatnot. And this gentleman, Edmund Dexter, who had the rectifier or rectifying establishment just a couple blocks from my apartment, he used to house, he used to host Charles Dickens and, you know, the Prince of Wales back in the day.
In Covington?
Covington, Cincinnati.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's fascinating. And so, Charles, you heard Christian reference there that all these things were happening in the back door of Covington properties. And, you know, when Kentucky celebrates its bourbon heritage, and bourbon is certainly having a moment in recent years, I don't know, people think about Louisville. You know, Louisville is sort of the capital of the bourbon world. So what are you learning about Northern Kentucky's connection?
Yeah, it's interesting because you hear about Southern places in Kentucky that are known more for bourbon. And even you get swallowed in the beer culture in Cincinnati as well. But in Covington and in Newport, you had access to the water, you had access to railroads, and you had access to bourbon just about on every block and every corner. And to me, it's interesting to connect those dots and see just how influential bourbon was to not only economically, but also to people's lives and how much of an influence it had to this area, because it's not something we hear a lot about. We drive back and forth over the Licking every day, and we don't really understand just how important the Licking River was to this area. So it's interesting to be able to connect those dots.
You know, it's a regional joke around here that people don't like to cross the Ohio River between Kentucky and Ohio, right? If you're from one side or you work on one side, you don't cross unless you absolutely have to. It's sort of true about the Licking River too, right? Between
sure.
Covington and Newport. I mean, that is a very strong boundary. But Dr. Hackett, the river is something that unites the histories of that part of this region, because it's just as influential as the Ohio River in a lot of ways for the way that commerce was delivered. Can you talk about how this project might raise awareness about the significance of that river to places like Covington and Newport all the way down to Paris?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of interesting to see, if you look at early maps and of the Ohio River and the tributaries coming off of it, including the Licking, they really look like exits on the freeway. And the Licking River is the only river that flows north, major river that flows north into the Ohio River. But it's a freeway to getting into the interior. And it's – if you think about – if you've ever driven through Kentucky, you know how you're up and down and up and down and up and down. But rivers flow, and rivers become a major part of transportation. In fact, one of the interesting things that we're looking into right now is that perhaps the Licking was used as a major underground railroad site, because not only could you travel up the river and get to the Ohio, but it also allowed you a road to go that was easy to walk rather than, you know, going through up and down hills and everything. This was a smooth, straight trail.
Okay, so I want to know from you two students, starting with you, Charles, what are you going to be doing on this project? How long is this project going to work, and what do you see as your task on it?
So specifically for me, I live in Covington, so I'm interested in Covington and just how bourbon connected not just the people in Covington, but to me, one of the most interesting things is how bourbon in middle of the 19th century could get from Covington to Philadelphia or to New York City. And so for me specifically, I'll be looking into the Covington area.
Okay, what about you, Christian?
I'm sort of the traveling man right now. Dr. Hackett goes ahead and he helps me narrow it down. Okay, this is what I want you to do. This is where I want you to go. Because this project, someone with ADD like myself, this project is so fun, and I feel so blessed to be a part of it, being a part of NKU and being on part of Dr. Hackett's team. My mind goes everywhere, and I get so excited, and he has me read one thing, and I look it up, and I'm, okay, I have to read everything about this. He says,
yeah.
No. Okay, I got to rein you back in, all right? And here's what you got to do. You're going to travel here, you're going to go take pictures, whatnot. And that's my job.
Pretty much. All right. This sounds like a fascinating project. I hope you all can come back another time after you've gathered some information so that we can learn more. I know there's a lot more to this, but we should note that there are five counties that are opening up I guess, any type of archives. You all, Kenton, Campbell, Pendleton, Harrison, and Bourbon counties are all working with you all on this. So it sounds like you've got a lot of access to the materials that you'll need. And please do come back and talk to us when this project is further along. It sounds fascinating.
Thank you.
My thanks to NKU history professor Dr. Brian Hackett and graduate students at NKU, Charles Hallbrook and Christian Shodall. Thanks to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Marks.